This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Face to face with the Saudi crown prince.
I have never been quiet about human rights.
Secret Service messages deleted.
They better have a pretty good explanation to what happened to those texts.
Reopening after the Buffalo attack.
We want the public to come back. We want the community to come back.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Biden meets today with a man he's denounced publicly, Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, the man who allegedly ordered the killing of a journalist. And it's a meeting designed to get the kingdom to produce more oil and drive down gas prices. CBS's Steve Dorsey begins our coverage from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia.
The White House says President Biden will focus on integrating Israel into the region, maintaining a ceasefire in Yemen, and countering Iran with Gulf allies. CBS News national security consultant Jeff McCausland.
And one of the things that may come out of the meetings will be a much more clear U.S. defense alignment with those countries.
Meetings are also expected to include energy talks, but the trip comes after then-candidate Joe Biden said in 2019 at an NBC News debate that he'd punish Saudi Arabia for the killing of Washington Post writer Jamal Khashoggi.
Make them, in fact, the pariah that they are.
The president comes here after a visit to Israel and the West Bank. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has more on that.
The president began Friday by meeting with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas.
Two states for two peoples, both of whom have deep and ancient roots in this land.
In East Jerusalem, he announced $100 million in U.S. aid for Palestinian hospitals.
Palestinians and Israelis deserve equal measure of freedom, security, prosperity, and dignity.
Mustafa Barghouti, a longtime Palestinian political leader, says he regrets Mr. Biden didn't do more during this trip to help Israel and the Palestinians implement the so-called two-state solution.
Giving the money to the hospitals is good, but it doesn't solve the whole problem. And the whole problem is really these restrictions by occupation.
The latest twist in the Capitol attack investigation has the Secret Service on the defensive over allegations it deleted text messages from just before and during the insurrection after investigators requested them. Here's CBS's Nicole Killian.
The Secret Service denies it maliciously deleted text messages after an agency watchdog requested them and says it is fully cooperating. This follows a letter obtained by CBS News from the Department of Homeland Security Inspector General to a pair of congressional committees. It states that many U.S. Secret Service text messages from January 5th and 6th, 2021 were erased. The Secret Service says before an investigation was launched, it reset its phones as part of a system migration that resulted in some data being lost.
Now to Buffalo, where the Tops supermarket that was the scene of a mass shooting 2 months ago reopened this morning. At a vigil there yesterday, employee Jerome Bridges said the pain persists.
I still hurt inside every day. I cry every other day. I'm just proud this store is going to reopen and I could do my job the way it's supposed to be done.
10 black people were killed there by a white gunman. The 18-year-old who was charged was indicted yesterday on federal hate crimes charges. Ukraine's defense minister calls Russia's missile attack that hit near a residential building in Vinnytsia an act of terror. CBS's Holly Williams.
The explosions came out of the bright blue sky. Ukraine claims it was a deliberate assault on civilians. An office building pummeled, destroying a medical center and damaging a nearby residential area. We interviewed Ukraine's defense minister just hours afterwards.
We had the war with the state of terrorists.
To be clear, you're calling the Russian military terrorists.
Yes, absolutely. I'm sure they're using the weapon against civilian people, the hospitals.
Russia claims it was targeting a building used by the Ukrainian military. Ludmila Polovik brought flowers from her own garden this morning for the victims. She told us Russia has crossed a red line.
Correspondent Charlie Daggett is following the latest court action in Russia for American basketball star Brittney Griner.
Today, her lawyers gave evidence she has permission to use medical cannabis in the United States for chronic pain. She faces a 10-year sentence if found guilty. The next hearing is scheduled for July 26th.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Indiana's attorney general is now investigating the doctor who performed an abortion on a 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio. CBS's Elaine Quijano says that prompted a response.
The Indiana doctor's lawyer released a statement saying, quote, "My client, Dr. Caitlin Bernard, took every appropriate and proper action in accordance with the law and both her medical and ethical training as a physician." The attorney says they are considering legal action against those they believe have smeared the doctor's reputation, including Indiana's attorney general.
Texas has now sued the federal government over its requirement that hospitals perform life-saving abortions. In a threat to the Biden agenda, West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin tells party leaders he'll oppose any bill that includes climate or energy provisions or higher taxes on the rich and corporations. He says he'll only support a new measure that curbs drug prices and expands subsidies for health care coverage. CBS's Robert Costa says there are more rumblings about former President Trump's political future and a potential 2024 presidential run.
Talking to his advisors and his friends, he's itching to get back in. He's bored in Florida playing golf. He's been long leaning into a summer announcement, but now looking more like a fall announcement, possibly September.
New York City police are investigating whether Ivana Trump fell down a flight of stairs before her death at her townhouse. Donald Trump's first wife was 73 years old. A few years ago, she told CBS's Jim Axelrod the two had remained friendly and stayed in contact after their divorce.
What will he ask you your advice about?
He asked me about, should I tweet, should I not tweet?
He asked you, should he tweet?
Yeah.
And what have you told him?
I said, I think you should tweet.
The former president called her a, quote, wonderful, beautiful, and amazing woman. The new COVID resurgence, sparked by subvariants of Omicron, is pushing California's Los Angeles County to consider a new public indoor mask mandate later on this month. Barbara Ferrer is county public health director.
If we do remain in the high community level for the next 2 weeks, indoor masking, beginning on July 29th, would expand to include all indoor spaces.
In many other big cities, officials are urging caution but shying away from the idea of any new mandates.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life, or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
The FAA has a warning for drone operators in the vicinity of a major airport.
Some people like to fly drones at Northside beaches in Chicago, but the FAA says it has received an increasing number of drone sighting reports from commercial airline pilots as they make their approach to land at O'Hare International Airport. It poses a safety hazard even if they're hundreds of feet away from the aircraft. So feds are warning people to keep drones under 400 feet at beaches on the city's north side. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
After a successful Florida liftoff, a SpaceX cargo ship is on its way to the space station carrying 6,000 pounds of experiments and supplies. One is a student experiment looking into a concrete alternative for future lunar and Martian habitats. The craft arrives at the station tomorrow. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday, the broadcast produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert. And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.